Massage therapists are after a slice of the federal government's new $20 billion Medical Research Future Fund. Parliament passed the legislation to set up the fund last week, with an initial contribution of $1 billion. Its aim is to support research on major medical innovations, but the peak body representing massage therapists in Australia argues that its focus should be on funding research that reflects consumer demand. Ashley Hall reports.
Statistics suggest an increasing number of Australians are turning to complementary or alternative therapies to manage their health. More than 3.5% of money spent by households on healthcare goes to practitioners such as chiropractors, osteopathic and massage therapists. And the chief executive of the Australian Association of Massage Therapists, Tricia Hughes, says they're getting good results.
Musculoskeletal conditions are one of the largest chronic conditions we have in Australia. And massage, body work, any of the musculoskeletal therapies are situated very well to assist that burden.
But there's a continuing debate over how effective the treatments can be, because there's a lack of scientific evidence to back up many practitioners' claims.
Most research done to date hasn't been done in a negative view, but it's been done in a way to discredit therapies as opposed to reviewing them and saying, how can this be of help?
Tricia Hughes says it's difficult for an industry that's dominated by practitioners operating alone to muster the funds to pay for research. And she says the traditional model of funding used by the National Health and Medical Research Council simply doesn't fit.
Complementary medicine to some degree needs to have a fairly flexible way in which it's researched. I mean, if you try to research or do a clinical trial on massage in itself, how do you do a double-blind clinical trial with two people with hands-on? It's not a placebo for a start, and it's not like handing a pill and waiting for a reaction. So I think universities can certainly come up with mixed methodologies on how this can be actually researched, but the council has to be prepared to listen that the model that they run on is only suitable for one area of health.
In an effort to redress the lack of research, the Association of Massage Therapists is supporting a capacity-building program at the University of Technology, Sydney. And Tricia Hughes says the federal government's new $20 billion Medical Research Future Fund should be contributing to the research effort as well, in line with the way Australians are accessing healthcare.
There's so many needs across the broad spectrum of health of where to apply your funding first. And I think there has to be sort of a balance between what our greatest urgent need is, and that might be in the mental health space, or it might be in our long-term future of how are we going to support our ageing population. So it's certainly not a decision I'd like to make. Naturally, everybody wants a slice of the pie. But for us, it's about reducing the burden in the primary healthcare system.
Skeptics of complementary therapies can't see the point.
The vast majority of the massage therapists are either practicing something that has already got some evidence to support it, like trying to help people with rehabilitation after injuries and the like, or actually engaging in anti-science, telling people that they can massage their immune system to improve its quality, etc. And there's absolutely no excuse for spending a single penny on research that is anti-science, that is an affront to our knowledge of how the body works.
John Dwyer is Emeritus Professor of Medicine at the University of New South Wales and the President of Friends of Science in Medicine. He says it would be extraordinary to divvy up research dollars according to the way consumers spend.
If we carried that out, you'd still have those people in Australia who unfortunately still are hoodwinked into using, say, homeopathic preparations, would be saying we should be spending more money doing research into homeopathy. Research dollars should be spent on things that are not an affront to our knowledge of science, that can move us forward, and there needs to be a plausible pro-science underlying factor that would attract the funds for research.
Tricia Hughes says she's hoping to convince the Health Minister, Susan Lee, to embrace her push as part of the government's effort to better integrate different types of health therapies. PM sought a response from the Health Minister to the massage therapist's proposal, but so far none has been forthcoming.
Ashley Hall.